Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. Today, we're going to talk about a little thing called life being an oyster. Life, ladies and gentlemen, is an oyster. It's full of opportunity. It's full of great things and wonderful things that can happen, things that could make your world a beautiful and great place to live in and also make your world a dream come true. However, in order for you to experience any and all of these things, what you have to do is you have to step out of your limited thinking. You need to step into a world that's ready for you. You know, it's prepared for you. It's ready to receive you, and it's ready to give you everything that you are willing to also give to it. However, that's going to take some faith. That's going to take some belief. That's going to take some determination. And that determination is something that, again, you have to be willing to put forth in order for you to get and live the dreams that you want to live. Not easy, ladies and gentlemen. It's not easy at all. But again, life is an oyster and it's full of opportunity. If you're willing to grab it by the short hairs, so to speak, and make it come true for you. However, like I said before, that's going to take some effort. And that effort is up to you. And basically, it depends on the value that you put on yourself and you put on life. If you understand that life is meant for you to live and it's meant for you to get the most out of it, then guess what? That's what's going to happen. You're going to live it to the fullest and you're going to get the most out of it. However, most people go through life barely making a living, barely making a bump on the face of things. And why do they do that? They do this because they don't have belief. They don't have faith in the fact that they have everything that they need to succeed, so they don't step forward and they don't do the things that they need to do so that they can make this world a beautiful place. Again, it is all up to you, as in what you're going to get out of this world. And this world has a ton of different things that it can give to you if you're willing to open up and do the things necessary to, again, make those dreams come to reality. What does that take? That takes effort. And that effort, again, comes from you. If you're willing to, again, step up to the plate, then guess what? There's a good chance that you can hit a ball. However, again, that effort is, of course, you have to swing at the ball. But first you have to get up to the plate. So you need to make the team. How do you make the team? You make the team by playing an active role in what you do, in what you're thinking about doing, and starting to create a plan as to how you want to get there. You know, what are your goals? What is it that you want out of this little thing we call life? And what are you willing to give up? You know, nothing is free. Everything takes effort. Everything takes some work. Everything takes you actually getting on the field and getting in the game. Again, life is not a spectator sport. In order for you to live the type of life that you want to live, then that means, again, there's going to be some sacrifice. And in that sacrifice, a lot of things will happen. Part of those things that have to happen is that you have to realize that in order for you to win, you have to, again, like I said, get on the field. There was a saying that life is a buffet or life is a smorgasbord and most poor slobs are starving to death. And unfortunately, that saying is true. You guys have heard me say on many occasions that there is no prince or Princess Charming that's going to come and save you from the drudgeries of life. That's going to save you from having to deal with the traffic or the aggravation or the fact that you have different duties and tasks that you need to do because you accepted this job, this mission, this fate, whatever it is that you want to call it. However, know now that if you're really willing to do what's necessary, if you're really willing to do what is required of you, and probably a little bit more than what you actually were willing to put forth, that the rewards can be great. Now, I'm not talking about, again, selling your soul and working so many hours that you don't see your life, your wife or children or your significant others and your husband and children or any of that stuff, or if you don't have any children, you know, just not living. Life, again, is about living. I think that too many people confuse making money with living a life, and they're definitely different things. Living a life is just that. It's enjoying the fruits of your labor. It's seeing the world for what it is and then making the most out of that world so that you can have the things that you want to have. But again, you're doing this while you're also working very hard to find that level of success that you feel is going to be enough for you to find those goals and reach those dreams that are important to you. And again, the only way that you're going to do that is by methodically planning out how you want to deal with this thing called life and what you want to do. And how you want to do it. So, what is your life worth to you? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice right now to change it? And to make your world a better world, and to make your life a better life, and to give your family, you know, the things that you know that you need to give them so that they can have a happy and full life. What is it that you want? How bad do you want it? And what are you willing to do for it? Again, these are questions that you have to ask yourself. I can't really ask you. I'm posing them to you, and as I pose them to you, you've got other thoughts going through your head. You've got other things that are going through your head. You know, are you healthy? You know, are you in the right financial mindset that you need to be in, or financial position? Is life giving you all of the things that you want out of it, and are you getting out of life what you feel you deserve? Understand that life also inquires or requires that you take chances, and those chances are not necessarily crazy things or, you know, things that are outside of what would be considered sane. But it's taking the chances so that you can live the life that you want to live. Very few people actually lift their fingers to do anything to succeed. Most people go through life kind of like happenstance. You know, it's kind of like the day. The sun comes up, the sun goes down. They get up in the morning, they get in their cars, they drive to wherever it is that they're going to drive. They get there, and then they do whatever it is that they're told to do. These people aren't really living a life. These people are actually living a kind of a retarded script. And what I say is a retarded script is because there's really no control from them as to what they do and don't do. They just have gotten into a habit, and that habit is what they do day in, day out. You know, these people will not lift a finger to help themselves, will not lift a finger to change their lives or to make themselves go in the position, in the direction that they need to go in or that they should go in for their lives and for their self-betterment. The funny thing, the really funny thing about the whole thing is that these same people that won't do anything to improve their own quality of life, won't do anything to improve their own living environment and living conditions, are the same people that move mountains for other people. These people live a life that's basically of servitude. They live a life where they continue to earn millions upon hundreds of thousands or what have you dollars for their employers, yet they live on just enough to get by. These people are people who have to have whatever it is that they want right now, that don't understand that by postponing some of that want and some of that desire for different things that have no worth, that if they were to invest and put that money away or invest and put that information into their heads and then take that information that they've gained and use it so that it can serve them at a later date, that they would be so much richer in the long run, that they could live a life to where, you know, despite the fact that today they're getting by, tomorrow they're living a life that's far beyond their dreams, far beyond what they even imagined that they could experience, without actually living a life of servitude, without actually spending 30, 40, 50, 60 years working for someone else. Please understand again that there's nothing wrong with working for an employer. And I'll say this again, you should do the best job that you can for your employer, because that employer has given you the opportunity at this particular point in time to not only take care of yourself, but to take care of your family. So, does that employer deserve some things? Yes, that employer deserves some things. However, that employer does not own you. That employer does not control you. That employer is just that, an employer. That person does not own you, and you owe them nothing except for a good day's work or a good day's pay. But as you've heard me say on many occasions, most of us don't seem to understand that when we get a job, that job is just one of the stepping stones in life. It is not meant to be your career. It is not meant to be that all you're going to do is go from job to job to job, chasing the almighty dollar yet losing your soul, chasing the almighty dollar yet not actually developing, growing, maturing, and becoming what you were meant to be, which was an independent person. Ladies and gentlemen, since I brought up the word independent, let me come back to a subject that I think most people miss. In life, we start out as what? Dependent. We're babies. We can't take care of ourselves. Mommy and daddy take care of us. As we start to mature and get older, we start to become more towards independent. Then eventually, we kind of become somewhat independent. We step out on our own. You know, I'm not talking about college. In college, you're still somewhat depending on mommy and daddy to pay for your purse strings, to help you with room, board, tuition, things of that nature. So I'm talking about the level in which when you're done with that, you've got your own apartment, you've got your own car, you're paying your own bills, you're taking care of your own responsibilities. That level would be independence. At the level of independence, that is when you are kind of on your own. You're now making your own choices, paying your own bills, you're responsible for you. If mommy and daddy are still taking care of your bills, you are not independent. You are semi-independent, but you are still living upon them. Then, as time goes on, once you've reached independence, most people stop. They feel as though they've reached independence. They've reached a level in which there is no coming back from, and they have reached the pinnacle of their development. This is not true. The next thing is interdependence. Interdependence is a level in which most people never reach. Okay? Most people become independent, and then from that independence, what do they become? They become dependent. But what are they dependent on as independent individuals? They become dependent on their jobs. They become dependent on their jobs to give them a reason for living, to give them a reason for getting up in the morning, for giving them a purpose. Now, that other level that I was talking about that most people do not reach is the level of interdependency. Interdependency is when you are now working with other people and you're working on a job or a goal, and from that job or that goal, you are able to accomplish far more than any one person can do by themselves. But even in the level of interdependence, there is still another level beyond that. And that interdependence level is the interdependence level to where you now can do basically what your supervisor or boss has done. If you want to call him your boss, nobody's my boss in my mind. Everybody's a supervisor and I choose. who I'm going to listen to and who I'm not going to listen to. But anyway, that's a whole nother show. Let's go back to interdependency. Interdependency is when you now can get things done through the abilities of not only yourself but others. You're growing. You're learning how to work together as a team. You're learning how to create a win-win situation. Now, this win-win situation that I'm talking about cannot just be to the level of where you're interdependent to someone else's goal. You need to take that interdependent level and take it to an even higher level. And that's an interdependent level to where now others that work for you are also helping you to achieve and reach your goals, your desires, and your dreams, which is basically what most people are doing when you work for a company and you have the owners of the company. The owners of the company are basically the people that have created an environment to where now they have an interdependent relationship with you, except you're the one working and they're the one setting down what needs to happen. Or they've passed that information on to someone else that is doing that job for you. In an entrepreneur world, when you find an entrepreneur that has come to the conclusion to where he can enlist the help of others to make that person wealthy, rich, while also helping them to achieve their goals, he is actually reaching the pinnacle of interdependency. Some people sometimes talk to me about different things like pyramids and network marketing and things like that. Ladies and gentlemen, please understand that any organization that you work for is a pyramid. You have people at the top, you have people at the bottom. Most of the people at the bottom do most of the work. Mid-level management is just that, mid-level management. They are not at the top. The top are the people who set the salaries. The top are the people who pay the salaries. The top are the people who set down the edicts and then let the management below them then administer that particular task, chores, responsibilities, so forth and so on. So I guess this is a little bit of a class on economics and on leadership. However, it's only vaguely touching the top of it. Ladies and gentlemen, you are worth far more than anybody will ever pay you. The world is your oyster. However, you have to get the correct shucking knife to open the oyster, or you need to get the correct people that know how to shuck the oyster or the clam to get it open. Most people do not know how to do this. So when it comes time for them to open the clam, so to speak, or open the oyster, they cause themselves damage. They cause themselves harm. They get all kinds of fragments inside of the, I guess you'd call it, the meat of the oyster or the shell. So if you're going to do it, one, it takes practice. And what happens from practice? Practice, of course, brings on failure. Why is there failure? Failure is not really failure. Failure is a way for you to learn how to take things to the next level. It's also a way for you to make corrections as you go. Because as you fail, if you pay attention, you will learn. And as you learn, you will get better. And as you get better, you'll be able to not only do things faster, but do them more efficiently, as long as you have the proper training from the beginning to the end. And even if you don't have the proper training from the beginning to the end, if you keep trying, if you do not give up, if you keep putting forth the effort necessary to get you across to where you need to get across to, get you to succeed at the levels that you need to succeed at, while also learning as you go, you will become a better person. Remember, failure is nothing but a tool. It's a tool that is going to help you succeed. Life is a buffet, and most poor slobs are starving. And why are they starving? Because they're not taking the information in which I'm giving you right now and using it to their betterment. They're not adventurous souls. They're not stepping out there and experiencing life to the fullest and understanding that from everything that happens, there's an opportunity for them to learn. And for those sad people that don't learn, it's actually very sad. And if you are one of them, then guess what? You need to work on figuring out how you're going to change this dynamic, how you're going to take control of your life and make it a better life, how you're going to fulfill your dreams, and while also doing that, help other people to fulfill theirs. Givers gain, ladies and gentlemen, givers gain. the more people that you can help, the stronger your overall network is. And guess what? The more people that you can help that are also willing to help themselves and help others, the more, as a whole, you and those people are going to grow your network. And you're going to have a group of like-minded people that are actually trying to make this world a better place, trying to contribute in ways that don't necessarily take from the world but give to the world. These things are things that you want to do in your life so that you can be, again, one of those assets to the world instead of one of those negators, one of those negatives in the world. Again, there's nothing that you can't do if you put your mind to it. There is no job, no office that is going to pay you what you're worth. And the only way that you're going to get what you're worth is if you step forward to do the things that you need to do. Stop waiting for someone else to save you and save yourself. All right? The best thing for you to do is learn how to swim. Don't jump in the water and then think that somebody's going to throw you a life jacket or somebody's going to throw you, you know, the necessary items to keep you afloat. Learn to swim. Learn how to tread water. And then when you do it, tread water like you've never treaded water before. And if you need to learn how to swim, learn how to swim. Learn how to run. Learn how to jump. Learn how to walk. Learn how to talk. Learn how to sing and learn how to rejoice. Too many people are too serious. They work too hard for too little and then don't get enough and then feel that they deserve more. Then you got people that don't work at all and feel as though the world owes them something. Understand now that the world owes you nothing. And in 9 times out of 10, the world is going to give you nothing unless you deserve it or unless the world feels you deserve it. Chances go round and opportunities are there for everybody, but you're not willing to step out there. If you're not willing to go with faith, if you're not willing to look at the new thing and see it as a golden opportunity for you to achieve greatness, then guess what? Someone else is going to see that dream. Someone else is going to see the potential. Someone else is going to take it, and they're going to run with it, and they are going to leave you in the dust wondering what happened to you. You're going to look back and be like hundreds and thousands of people that I've met throughout my life that have said to me, oh, man, if I used to be in that, and if I'd have just stayed in 5 more years, if I'd have just, you know, stuck it out a little bit longer, I'd be retired right now, and the life that I would be living would be totally different from the life in which I am presently living. Don't be one of those people. There are millions of them out there. They do not have to be you. Take charge of your future. It doesn't matter right now if you're 8 or 80. The future is yours. Give up the chance of playing the lottery. If you want to jerk a dollar or two, be my guest. But understand that if you don't have a plan, if you don't have a mission, and you don't put it in effect, your dreams will never be realized because your chances of winning the lottery are so great, as in being you not winning, that it's almost not even worth mentioning. They say that the spoils go to the victor. Be the victor. Be the person that's going to make the world a better place and is going to do the things necessary to experience the joy and the reward of their efforts. Don't be a person that thinks that somebody is just going to hand you the keys to the city, because most people aren't. The world is an oyster, but it's only an oyster for those who are willing to take advantage of it, for those who are willing to step up, and for those who are willing to do what's necessary to make their dreams come true. You can be one of those people whose dreams come true. You can be one of those people who is ready to take the bull by the horns and do what is necessary to make your reality real, your fantasy, your reality. Also, be out there and able to help as many people as you possibly can in as many ways as you possibly can. Again, givers gain. Be a giver. Gain. Help as many people as you can. On the show below, there's a website. What I tell everybody that I tell about this website, I said, is if I get a person that won't look at the website, I won't even talk to them. Because if you don't have the time to take 15 minutes out of your life to improve your life, to improve yourself. And I'm not just talking about today or looking at this website. I'm talking about every day. If you're not willing to give a little bit of time to yourself, then guess what? You're going to lose a lot of time. They say that 15 minutes of planning saves you 2 hours of floundering each day. 15 minutes of planning can actually give you days, years back in your life. So is it not worth it? Looking at the video on the show is the same thing. There's a video on the end, there's a website on the end of the show. Look at the video and make taking 15, 20 minutes or an hour every day out of your life a habit. And that's a habit that you're going to use to improve the quality of yourself and the quality of your life. Make that part of your mission. Make that part of your plan. Make that part of what you do every day to make yourself a better individual, to give yourself power and to also gain your thoughts and figure out what the path is going to be tomorrow. Every night before you go to bed, look at it. Every morning when you wake up, look at it. Every afternoon when you're looking at it, create that dream board, create that mission. Create that desire and that drive that's going to take you to the next level. Don't be the person that looks on and says, someday I'll. Be the person that looks and says, okay, let's do this now. Let's do this today. Let's get this done. And then every time that you create an opportunity for yourself and you feel that success, push for the next level of success. Push for the next point of greatness. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show, and I hope that everybody has a beautiful life and a wonderful day. But it's up to you. Make it happen. The website for anybody that's listening and isn't actually looking right now is www.isaac/zsuccess.com. Again, that is www.izigg.com/zsuccess. So that's www.izigg/zsuccess. Look at the site. Give it that 15 minutes and look at it with an open mind. If it's something for you, step forward. Take charge of your life. Take charge of your future and live the life that you were meant to live. Not some life give you a couple of seconds with or a couple of moments with and somebody's willing to just dole out to you like you're some type of lab rat. Do what you need to do. Live a life worth living. And dream big. Act now and do the things that you need to do. Again, it's up to you. Your life is in your hands, not in mine. Do something with it. You only live once. So you might as well live to the fullest. What do you think? I think you're worth it. So do what you need to do. Thank you for listening to The Zurian Show, and everybody have a great and wonderful